Hi everyone, and welcome to the Highbury Hangout podcast. In today's episode, we will sadly potentially be talking about the Arsenal-Chelsea game that happened at Stamford Bridge last weekend. We'll also do a little bit of a preview for the Aston Villa game. But let's just dive straight in. So first off, before the game could even get underway, there was Sockgate. So basically, the wrong kit was brought to the game. Jonas Heidevall, in his press conference today, so that is the Friday press conference, said that they've put some plans in place, it won't happen again, and that's the most important thing, learning within themselves. Essentially, they should have been in white socks. And then as a result, they ended up going to the Chelsea Superstore and buying them from what I believe to be full price, not even a discount given, which is kind of funny, to be fair. Now, I'm not normally one for this kind of chat, but maybe there was bad hoodoo, like bad vibes on these socks, I don't know. But as always, let's first dive into a match report just to refresh everyone's memories or if you couldn't catch the game. And then we'll dive into a little bit of what happened and why. Finish off with some Arsenal news analysis. So Chelsea put the pressure on literally from the off. Arsenal kind of looked like they were able to kind of absorb it a little bit. But it was definitely nervy for the Arsenal fans. Lots of Uber Moy and Kate McCabe in particular made some pretty good kind of clearances, especially like last minute. But then there was just some nice passes in attacking directions, but then let's be honest, it was a pretty rough start to what turned out to be a pretty rough evening. So in the 15th minute, Chelsea took the lead. Lauren James, who we knew was going to be a topic of this conversation, Lauren James was given time and space, and admittedly, just the initial shot was kind of saved by Manu Zinsberger, but ultimately the ball did just eventually make its way past the line. Then, just 6 minutes later, it was 2-0, and it was clear it would not be Arsenal's night. Niskin on a bit of a roll, actually. She also scored against Ajax in their Champions League action over the week. Scored another. So then Beth Mead saw her free kick fly over the bar. Arsenal definitely attempted a form of response, but it was very, very low-key. It was very, very weak, that response. And then just before the half-time whistle, obviously, there was another goal making it 3-0. At this point, I think it's fair to say the word bullying was being used around. At half-time, actually, Jonas Heidevall made some changes. He made a triple substitution, bringing on Emily Fox, Frida Lyon-Mornum, Alessia Russo on for Steph Catley, Victoria Pilova, and Stina Blackstenius. McCabe absolutely hit the ball over the bar from a long range shot. Mead had a free kick cleaned away wide by Lotte Vibamoy, unfortunately. And then Chelsea also applied the pressure. They continued to have shots. Overall, a pretty nervy game, but I don't think anyone was really anticipating an Arsenal goal. And then in the last stages of the game, 50 plus minutes, Chloe Lacasse came on for Caitlin Ford. Neve Charles, who's definitely a growing force in the England Lionesses side, played the ball through to Lauren James. But to be fair, again, Manu was there to save it, this time with an outstretched right foot, which is pretty impressive, I think, followed by a close-up shot by Kinnaird. Kyra and Leah Volti came on in the 72nd minute. A little bit more on a potential injury there to come. Arsenal finally found the back of the net via a Katie McCabe corner, although that went down in the end from a Macario own goal. Obviously, it did initially look like, I think, Kim Little had poked it in, but yeah, definitely a Macario own goal. Russo then had a few attempts, as did Mornum, again as did Chelsea. Ultimately, the night finished 3-1. Not great to hear, I know, guys, but what it means is that Arsenal remain in third in the WSL, but now a hefty 6 points behind leaders Chelsea and second place Man City, although the gap between us and Manchester United is fairly sizeable. The next up game is Aston Villa on Sunday the 24th of March. On this though, I actually thought Carla Ward's press conference today was really interesting. She was essentially saying that Arsenal will be really hurting and this is potentially the worst time to play them as an opponent. One of the cool things about this game was while the game wasn't a sellout, the 6,000 strong Arsenal away end was a sellout. I think in general, not just the away stand, but the home stand as well. Like, it's pretty difficult to get that many people that early there on a weekday. So super impressive from everyone involved there. What I would say about this game is that when Chelsea lost to Arsenal at the Emirates, I would say that Chelsea were very embarrassed. They did not play well. They didn't look like a winning side. And then we've come to Stamford Bridge, and I would say the same thing happened to us. I think the talks of bullying make a lot of sense because I feel like we bullied them off the pitch. And then today, in this week's game, they bullied us off the pitch. I think it's also really interesting. I always feel that Emma Hayes and Jonas Adeval specifically have this game of chess going on, like very long term. They're just figuring each other out. And that's why I think game by game, you get different results, because from that game, the loser probably learns more than the winner. And then therefore they go in really strong and then they might win, but then the next game will be back to normal. So I always think that's really interesting between the two of them. Something that I would say about the Arsenal setup is that it was unusual to see Arsenal's out of possession structure look really shaken. Chelsea played a compact 4-4-2 with a focus on winning the ball back in the midfield, which I thought was interesting. And then that would also allow Lauren James in particular to kind of run free, unmarked. Ultimately, a core part of the Chelsea plan and why it worked, though, was that they had Nuskin as a second striker, which then prevented Leah Williamson from dealing effectively with Lauren James. And then obviously that just increases the danger because Lauren James is already so incredible at 1v1 situations, potentially one of the best in the world. Another thing, maybe less game plan related, but I think just really shone through, was how much quicker to loose balls Chelsea were than Arsenal. One of the things that stood out to me, there was obviously a lot of quotes after the game from both the managers and some of the players, but something that Jonas Adeval said is, the performance Chelsea had at the Emirates really hurt them because that is not the side that they see themselves as. If there was one thing absolutely given today, it was that they were going to come out and form an effort level and a physical level, trying to prove that that performance in December was wrong. And I think he's exactly spot on the money there. Ultimately, I think this was just Arsenal's... I just think the play looks slow as well. If we take a look at Chelsea's Eve Perisset, who had an exceptional game against Caitlin Ford, I'll be honest. She was really, really good at the perfect timings of intercepting passes that were heading to Caitlin Ford. And then in the kind of like similar vein, I would say, offensively, Kindred had the kind of the pick of her space, to be honest, especially off the right, which caused Steph Catley a whole host of problems to contend with. Chelsea's game plan was driven by intensity, and that was the massively complemented between Lauren James as a like a roaming nine and Nuskin. Obviously, as many of you know, Chelsea have got a bit of an injury crisis at the minute. Obviously, Sam Kerr's out, Manny Bright's out, amongst others, but then also their kind of solutions for those absences, such as Natalie Bjorn and Ramirez. However, one of the ones that was looking a little unlikely was Lauren James. We actually now know that she only trained once in the build-up because she was suffering from an illness. Now, there was some really interesting discourse around the starting lineup. I think Emily Fox, when she came on, played really well, but then is it fair to play her straight away in such a big game when she's clearly suffering from some tiredness at minimum from her AFCON victory and like those exploits? There was some formation that didn't seem to really flex as Arsenal just kind of watched Chelsea make the mistakes, to be honest. However, what I will say is, are we really saying that two deflected goals seems harsh? Because I think if you look at it that way, it does sound harsh, but I think it was more the quality of the reaction in the performance for me. Now, I'm not going to make you suffer through the pain any longer. That does conclude the look at the Chelsea game. Now, let's break into some news. Obviously, the biggest news, in my opinion, is that Arsenal are heading to Australia. It's giving Ozanol. Now, I do definitely agree there are still lots of ways to think about this when you look at like the international football, also when the league ends, when they're going on this trip, and then of course just the jet lag in general. I think the big one for me though is definitely the international break, as I said. However, a lot of people have now come out and to do with Arsenal and the other teams, and they've essentially said that they want to put their best 11 out, but that best 11 might look a little bit different because of other commitments contractually. And finally, one of the things I want to talk about is Gio. She recently done an interview, but you can translate it into English. It's in Spanish at the minute. She basically talks about what a struggle it was at Arsenal and how kind of much she suffered, but there's some also some lovely bits about Kim Little and Lee Williamson's leadership skills. I would definitely recommend it. It is available on my Twitter. I've reposted it. But for now, I'm going to say goodbye and head to look at the Aston Villa game. I promise we're going to get more regular back to normal on this podcast, so please tune in next week for a look at the Tweaks games. Thank you. Bye.